Lefty's jumping on with us now here. Lefty, looks like you're enjoying a nice coffee, man. We know you're busy going up and down the road with the Texas rodeos, but we appreciate you taking a little time to jump on and talk with us.
Thanks, guys, and I appreciate the kind words. Happy to be here.
Lefty, first thing we got to ask you is just take us through your career up to this point. You know, obviously you've been in pro rodeo for quite a while now. You're starting to become a mainstay at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. You know, how has your career got to this point to where you are now, and where can you see it going?
Yeah, so I've had a great career. I've had great people helping me along the way. You know, everybody just sees us in the arena, but they don't see, you know, the people behind us, the people pushing us down the road every single year. It's not easy. It's not the most glamorous lifestyle that people think it is. But I think if you have the right people in your life, that's all you need. Made my first NFR in 2020, like Tracy said, had a good NFR, had a great NFR for my first year. I actually ended up winning the first round of my first NFR. And all the rest of the NFRs I've made since then have all been good. You know, I've always seem to pull it together that week, and that's the most important week of the year. So the way I look at it is, if you could just get to that NFR, you know, push, grind, whatever it takes to get there, and then it's showtime, baby. You know, so yeah, that's where the big money is. So.
So Lefty, I was doing some stuff with some historical photos. I've been putting a bunch of historical photos in the PSN for different reasons. One of the ones that's running in our digital that's coming up is Joe Marvel. How much did your family have an influence on you just to get involved with rodeo?
Absolutely. It was all of it, Tracy. You know, growing up, hearing the stories about Joe and Witch, my grandpa, and that's all I wanted to be. You know, I didn't want to be a firefighter like most kids. You know, I wanted to be a rodeo cowboy my whole life. And I was thinking the other day that my dreams have came true. You know, I'm living out my childhood dream. And it's pretty easy to get caught up in, you know, the lifestyle and all of that, and take some of it for granted. But I was just thinking the other night how grateful I am, you know, to live that childhood dream. Joe Marvel, I mean, I've heard millions and millions of stories about Joe and Pete and Mike and my grandpa, and I always wanted to be like them, and I still strive to be like him. Joe Marvel's got that gold buckle, and that's all I want. So that's what I'm after.
No, speaking of that gold buckle, the saddle bronc riding, you know, maybe the best we've ever seen it right now, you know, collectively from top to bottom, there's guys in the top 40 that can make the NFR in any given year. Talk a little bit about the style of bronc riders that's in the game right now and how good it really is.
Oh, it's a dogfight everywhere we go, guys. Like, I mean, we used to call them duck offs. You know, there's a couple duck off rodeos you could go win 1200, 1300, 1400, and now you got to be 87, 88 anywhere you go. You know, it's not like it's going to be easy anywhere, you know, because you have to draw the right horses nowadays, because everybody rides so good, and everybody's so consistent, and the horses have evolved so much. The bronc riders have evolved. I mean, there's no such thing as a duck off nowadays, and the guys out here are dogs. And I mean, they want it so bad. All of us want it so bad. But it's so fun to see the camaraderie that this group of guys have. And it's a young group of guys, and it's going to be like this for the next 10 or 20 years.
What's it like with like your family environment with like Dawson's involved there, Clayton Sellers? You guys have that little California thing going on, and I know
Yep.
Dakota and all you guys. What's that like with you guys being part of this big like rat pack, so to speak?
It's interesting. You know, we get together at Christmas or any family holiday, and we kind of start feeding off each other. You know, we all push each other. We all truly do want the best for one another. You know, whenever I'm helping Dawson, and if I'm winning the rodeo, I hate to say it, but I want to see him beat me. You know, I want to beat him really bad, but I'm not going to be mad if he does beat me. The love we have for each other is unreal, and the support we have, it's second to none. I'm so lucky to be in this family. Everybody just pushes one another, you know, and there's no negativity. It's always positive. If somebody's in a slump, which there's five of us. Sorry, we got a shirt back going back. There's five of us, so typically one of us are going to be in a slump at some point in the season or another. We all push each other out of it and just remind ourselves who we are and what we can do.
Lefty, I gotta ask you just here a little bit. What's your best down the road story? You know, if it's something that can be shared, do you got any good traveling partner stories, any good travel stories you can share with our listeners and viewers here?
I got a couple guys. I can't share all of them. You know, it seems like every year there's always so many great memories. I can't really just define one. You know, we live such a great lifestyle out here on the road with family, and now we all got families and all that. So it's just a whole nother stage. But I'm so grateful to live this lifestyle. I literally could not imagine doing anything different with my life. I don't want to do anything else with my life, but yeah, there's a lot of good stories. I can't share them. I'm gonna keep those to myself.
Did Quentin Sellers, did he ever tell you why he tossed the keys to the U-Haul guy that was in disguise?
Why?
He's asking
Yeah.
you, Trace. Yeah.
He tossed the keys to the guy, the U-Haul guy. Did he ever tell you that story when they drove off and that guy was like a criminal on the run with that U-Haul?
Oh, yep. He's told me that one. Yeah, the guy was freaking just broke out of jail or something. He gave him the keys. Hey, Clayton Sellers, him being my brother-in-law, a lot of great stories come along with that guy, you know, and it just seems like every couple of days he's got another one coming, you know. There's a lot goes on in that guy's life. Love him to death. He motivates me. He's a great friend and a great brother to
Yeah. Well, let me ask you
have.
about your jacket you wore to the, I think it was the back number ceremony. Was it the man in the arena? Is that right? Take me through why you chose to go with that jacket, Lefty. That brought a lot of attention. You know, people are like, this is a sweet jacket. And you kind of touched about it on social media a little bit as well.
Yeah, I wanted to wear something that meant something to me. You know, I thought long and hard about it. The back number ceremony is cool because, you know, you can be yourself. You know, you earn to get to the NFR. Now it's time to be yourself and enjoy your moment with the people you love. And the man in the arena just touched base with me just because I thought it didn't only represent me, but it represented everybody going down the road, everybody that made the NFR, because nobody knows what it takes except those other 120 contestants, you know, 130 contestants. And all of us do know what it takes. So I thought it represented greatly. It's the man in the arena, you know, not the critic who counts. It's a great quote. My wife actually designed that jacket for me, and it was a trench coat. And yeah, it'll be hanging up for a long time, and I'll never get rid of it.
So when you went to Arlington that first time, if I'm thinking you had the Texas flag coat you were rolling with.
I
So
had in Arlington, yeah, I had the roses, the red velvet with roses, which roses is kind of my symbol look. You know, if you guys see my chaps, they have roses. And that all goes back to my family. You know, my great grandmother was Rosita. Rodeo Quincy is my aunt, so it's all roses, and that's like my family's trademark, if you will. So I will always have roses on my gear. That's kind of my look, and I'm sticking to it.
So are you the one that's putting this fashion together? Or are you getting some tips out there from some of the family members? Because I'm
Oh,
impressed.
I get plenty of tips, but my family, they're kind of known for their different
Yeah.
style, you know, and I fit right in with that, I feel like these days. I kind of got my own deal going on. I don't typically always dress like a cowboy would. Your quote unquote cowboy. I'm a cowboy. I love riding bucking horses. I love going up and down the road, but I do things a little bit differently.
So the long hair, is that business in the front, party in the back? Is that all part of this whole thing you're rolling
Absolutely. We call it mullet money. We call it mullet money, Tracy. I've had a mullet since 2019, and actually Bradley Harder was the guy that told me, "Hey, if you're drawn bad, just grow a mullet." So I grew a mullet in 2018 and 2019, and I'll never forget, I went to Homestead, Florida, like 2 weeks after I started growing my mullet, and I went out and won my first pro rodeo, and I was like, "I'm sticking to this." So I had a short mullet for a while, and now it's just getting longer and longer, the more cockier and the more I win.
So I've got two questions here for you. The first one's going to be a little bit of an off the wall question. Second one's going to be more serious. What do you think of Jacob Roper's new single?
Oh my gosh, Jacob Roper's new single. I loved it. I loved every second of it. I love Jacob Roper. He's great dude, fun to be around, never a dull moment. I think it's fun just to see rodeo guys stepping outside that little box that we've all been kind of put into. And Jacob Roper's one of the guys that doesn't care what anybody says, and he's gonna do what Jacob wants, and he doesn't care what you think about it.
Yeah, I love it as well. Let's get back to business, though. Obviously, the goal of 2024, you want to win a gold buckle. How do you see yourself being able to do that here, Lefty? You know, whether it's this year or a couple years down the road.
For me, Tanner, I think it's just staying focused. Sometimes my mind gets bouncing around quite a bit. This year, I feel like I'm a little bit, I'm not old, I'm 25, but I feel like I've been in the game long enough. I know what it takes. I'm proven now. I don't gotta prove nothing to anybody. I'm gonna go out there, stay focused. Know that it's not always going to be going great, but as long as I could just keep my name in there in the top 10, top five, if I could go into the NFR in the top five, Tanner, I know I'll have a shot at that gold buckle.
And can you could describe to our listeners and viewers that'll join in what it's like when you get in those yellow bucking chutes? I know you've been there, you know, multiple times. What's that round one or even round 10, the electricity like when you're just getting ready in the chutes at UNLV at Thomas & Mack Center?
Yep. Going in my first NFR, everyone was saying, "Oh, it's just another rodeo. Treat it like another rodeo." It's not another rodeo. I mean, I don't care. I don't care who you are. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it right now. It's not another rodeo. That's something we've dreamt of since we were kids. And there's so many emotions, nerves. People say they're not nervous. I think they're full of crap. I'm nervous and I'm anxious, but that's when I ride the best. That's why I feel like I thrive at the NFR. And because I am on edge, you got your family, all your loved ones in the chutes right above you, watching you like a hawk. People travel all across the world to come watch. It's the best feeling in the world is what it is, getting in there and being the man in the arena, not caring what anybody else says, thinks about you, and just going out there and doing your job. It's hard to explain, but it truly is crawling down in those yellow bucking chutes. I mean, that's why we work. That's why we go up and down the road. That's why we miss our family for months on end. That's when it's worth it.
For you know, obviously the rodeo is somewhat of a family. You know, you have your family that's involved in rodeo, but also, you know, you meet guys, you create friendships. And I've seen, you know, obviously you and Rocker have become closer and closer over your times in pro rodeo together. Talk a little bit about that friendship and how you guys are kind of motivating each other to push towards that gold buckle.
Yeah. Me and Rock, I met him in 2019 when he was just a long-haired kid buying the bucking chutes in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and he was getting on. I didn't even know who he was at the time. He was getting on like a practice bareback or something, like an exhibition type deal. He was only 16 or 14 or 15 at the time, and I said I was looking for some help, and I just saw this long-haired kid. I said, "Hey, come help me." So he came over and pulled my saddle down, and I won the round that day. And I went up to him after to thank him, and he said, "Hey, I'm Rocker." And I found him on Instagram that next day. We became buddies right there. And I've always respected how he goes about things. Going back to that box that they put us kind of in, he's not afraid to be himself and say whatever he wants. And he doesn't. He's not trying to be somebody else. And that's what I respect the most about him. His family's so good to me. I love the Steiners like family. They treat me like family, and they always have since day one. So I got nothing bad to say about him. I love him to death. He's a great friend, and he's one of those guys that when you have him in your corner, they'll fight for you if they need to.
So who's the one guy, we've talked about all the stuff you're going on the road. Who's the one guy that's the go-to guy if you're doing karaoke at a bar? Which one of you guys can sing or pretend to sing?
I'm gonna go with Dawson Hay on this one. He
Wow.
can't sing. He's horrible at singing, actually. He probably doesn't even know the lyrics, but he'll get up on that stage and he'll act like he does.
The fan.
But I mean, all the guys. I mean, all the guys. There's not really any of them that aren't fun havers. Everybody's a fun haver, and everybody's enjoying their life out here on the road, and we keep a real tight community of guys. We all want to beat each other really bad, Sometimes there might be some drama and some stuff, but at the end of the day, we all care for each other and we want the best for one another.
Well, Lefty, man, we can't thank you enough. I know Tracy and I have always loved sitting down, chatting with you, talking about this, and I'm sure our viewers are going to love to hear from you, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. You guys are looking good in the matching t-shirts.
Yeah, Spencer saw those last week. You like them,
I like them. You guys look sharp.
don't you? Yeah, thanks, Lefty. Tracy, Lefty.